Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, repeatedly this past week, we've heard it said that these are very uncertain times. The spread of COVID-19 has everyone's attention the world over. At first, you probably remember there were some who were casting doubt upon its potential threat. Others were acting in panic. They were looking for a place or someone to blame, as if that somehow would help. We're strange creatures, aren't we humans? But crises like this do help us to name our priorities in life. And now we know that one of our highest priorities is toilet paper. Thankfully, though, there have been calmer and wiser voices to help us to act in ways that we hope will slow the spread of this virus by practicing careful hygiene and limiting some of our social contact. These medical officers who have appeared on the news each night are really a gift from God, a voice of reason to help us to navigate our ways through the uncertainty of life without becoming lost in confusion and fear. Yet God has a greater gift for us. His word, a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, chases the darkness that would fill our hearts now. It restores us to the steadfastness that comes from trusting in him. Psalm 121 is one of those divine beacons for our souls. In days of ancient Israel, God's people were commanded by the Lord to make journeys from their hometowns to the city of Jerusalem to celebrate the great feasts that the Lord had given to them, Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. These were joyful events for the Israelites to recall God's great deeds among them, the deliverance from Egyptian slavery, God's good gifts of harvest, and Israel's journey through the wilderness to the promised land. In our Bibles, the Psalms 120 to 134 are all entitled the Songs of Ascent. It's thought that these were named that because they formed a little hymn or prayer book for the Jewish pilgrims who journeyed from home to Jerusalem, God's city set on a hill called Mount Zion. Psalm 121 certainly is a travel prayer. For many Israelite travelers, the trip to Jerusalem made on foot took more than one day. Wild animals, inclement weather, the day's scorching sun, and the night's mysterious moonlight and numbing cold added the risk of danger and hardship to the trip that the pilgrims made. Psalm 121, prayerfully sung by these pilgrims, set them on the solid ground and wide open spaces of believing in God, their Creator and Redeemer, to guide them safely to their destination, the house of the Lord. I'd like us to take the opportunity to read and pray Psalm 121. It's in the front part of the hymnal. You don't really have to look for a page number because once you hit the Psalms, it's all numbered. It all follows the Psalms themselves. So Psalm 121. Doing? Everybody finding their place? We're going to read it in this way. At the halfway point of each verse, you can see a little red asterisk. So that's where we're going to switch. Men, we're going to be the ones to begin the psalm together. We'll read the first half of the verse, and then ladies, you respond to us, please, with the second half of each verse, and then when we get to the end and the glory to the Father, we'll speak that as one. All right. I lift up my eyes to the hills.
From where does my help come?
My help comes from the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
He will not let your foot be moved.
He who keeps you will not slumber.
Behold, he who keeps Israel
will neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord is your keeper. The sun shall not strike you by day,
nor the moon by night.
The Lord will keep you from all evil.
He will keep your life.
The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in
from this time forth and forevermore.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Life in Christ is itself a journey that we make through this fallen world to the house of our Father. But we do not walk alone. From where does our help come? From cradle and baptismal font to the grave, it comes from God, who keeps our step, every step of the way. He keeps us. My help and yours come from the God who made heaven and earth, sky and sea, man and beast. We are all creatures whose lives depend completely on God, our Creator. Now, one theory that I read last night in an article from Time magazine for the recent run on toilet paper in North America is that the hoarding of this item is an attempt to gain control of something in this time when it seems like life itself is spinning out of control. And that might be true, psychologically speaking. It's also true, though, that our desperate need to be in control of our lives cuts us off from the comfort and strength that comes from knowing and believing that the one who does control life is the same one from whom our help comes. In times like these, our almighty and all-merciful God holds out his arms wide to us, wide open, and declares to us that he will keep us so that we can trust his promises, praise his kindness, and embody this for those around us who do not know where to look for help in their lives. All that we need to live, we've been given in God's promises. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. God never leaves us alone. He doesn't lie down in some corner of heaven for a nap and sleep through our moments of desperation. He watches over us. His eye is upon the sparrow. Our help comes from him. Oh, my foot may be moved. I may fall because of my own weakness, fear, or sinful desires, but never because of God's inattention. As a shepherd watches over his sheep, so God our Father watches over us. He is as near to each one of us as his name upon our lips. Our help comes from him. Because the fact is, something much worse than coronavirus threatens humanity. It infects all of us, and it turns us in on ourselves and deceives us into spending our lives vainly trying to save ourselves. The death rate, you know, for those infected by sin is 100%. Nothing that we do can save us from it. But the Son of the God who made heaven and earth is our help. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. Remember what Jesus called himself? I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Our Lord Jesus is our keeper. He became human for us to rescue us from the ravenous mouth of death and hell. Jesus laid down his holy, God-trusting, people-loving life on the cross for us. The evil serpent sunk his fangs into the heel of one of Jesus' nail-pierced feet, while death and hell greedily swallowed him whole instead of us. But those three must have forgotten. They must have forgotten what the Good Shepherd had said. I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. Yes, Jesus took up his life again. He rose out of death and hell alive again. And our good shepherd is our keeper forever. The coronavirus may infect some of us. Some of us might become very ill and even die from its effects. But sickness and physical death cannot separate us from our good shepherd or his life. He laid down his life for us, and he took it up again. And therefore, he will be true to his promise to keep us from evil and keep our lives for eternity. For he is our resurrection and our life. You see, we are truly safe in the care of our Lord Jesus. He is our sure help, because he has taken away the power of sin, death, and Satan to damn and destroy us. Jesus keeps our lives right now. We belong to him forever. So we're free then to respond to this pandemic by being grounded in faith that he will keep us whether we live or we die. If death cannot hurt us, then neither ultimately can coronavirus. However, it can hurt our neighbors, and especially those who do not find their help in Jesus Christ. For their sake, we'll practice behaviors and strategies recommended by our leaders in government and healthcare to slow the transmission of this virus. Yeah, we can greet each other without using our hands. We can even forego some of our gatherings for coffee and meals, as un-Lutheran as that feels. We will use more of our sanctuary, and more will spread things out on the communion rail. And we'll work to keep ourselves and our facility as clean as possible. It's in ways like this that we'll continue to love our neighbors as ourselves. We'll also do well to pray daily for our neighbors, near and far. Pray for Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, and other people of faith whose gods cannot save them from sin or judgment, because they direct them only to try to save themselves by their good works. Pray for doctors and nurses treating those who are sick with this virus, and for those doing research to develop a vaccine. Pray for pastors, missionaries, and for all of us as God's people to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to preach and to tell the good news of Jesus, God's true antidote for sin and death. Pray that those also who will hear the gospel will, by the Spirit's power, believe and confess that Jesus is their keeper and live with us in the hope of the coming kingdom of Christ our Lord. Where does our help come from? It comes from the Lord. May the Lord keep us in this faith for as long as this takes and until the Lord himself returns to bring us to our new home. Amen.